We present Kenneth Williams, Peter Jones, Derek Nimmo and John Junkin in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we welcome John Junkin as our guest this week to play with our three members. So, John, who has excelled in so many shows on radio, is now going to pit his wits and his dexterity with words against our three regular exponents of this impossible game. And as usual, they're all free to try and talk for just a minute, if they can, on the subject that I will give them, and try and do it without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. And we begin the show this week with Kenneth Williams, and who better? And the subject is getting a good start. So, Kenneth, a good start, a good subject to start with, and a good start for the show with 60 seconds to go, starting now.
What immediately springs to my mind is the training I underwent in the army, and an assault course was presented to us. And believe me, we had to get a good start.
John Junkin has challenged.
Hesitation, I think.
Oh, no.
Believe me, we...
It's unbelievable. Again!
Had to get
again! It's not even on the show regular. Yes. And he accuses me of hesitation. There was no hesitation there at all. Not whatsoever. Not well, one suspicion, was there?
I dozed off in the middle of one of the pauses.
I think,
if we challenge for such small hesitations, I think we'd never get going at all, John.
I think, John, you should make allowances for his curious delivery and, of course, his age.
Provided, Nicholas, you remember that when it's my turn to speak, I shall withdraw.
You do whatever you like, John, and I will try and judge, and I have impossible decisions most of the time.
Yes, you can do whatever you like. Preferably shut your mouth.
And you'll get a lot of that, I'm afraid, if you sit next to Kenneth Williams, which you are doing. So, Kenneth, I disagree with the challenge, and you have a point for that. And if you're ready to go, there are 46 seconds on getting a good start, starting now.
I obtained this by persuading the sergeant who cycled along watching the progress of each soldier to let me go on his crossbar. And I got a better start than anyone else and came, of course, first, which is the proper position for a great luminary like myself. Someone who is above the herd. Egregious, perhaps, is the word for those who need to get
Peter
a good
Jones
start.
Has challenged.
Repetition of word.
Yes, yes, indeed. And deviation, he's got off the good start onto himself. 20 seconds are left for you, Peter, with a point for a correct challenge. To talk on the subject of getting a good start, starting now.
When I think of some of the distinguished members of my profession...
John Junkin has challenged.
Deviation, hesitation, repetition, total arrogance, and I don't like his shirt.
Try, which the audience appreciated. Totally incorrect on every count.
Shirt doesn't count on the radio.
You'd only dare wear that shirt on radio.
Well, Peter Jones has got his radio shirt on, and he wasn't guilty of anything she accused him of. So, alas, he gets another point, but nice to hear from you, John. 17 seconds, getting a good start, Peter, starting now.
And in all seriousness, I can say that when I went to the Garrick Theatre, is it really 2 decades ago, and saw a show called Share My Lettuce, with a person I thought was perhaps one of the most remarkably gifted performers I had...
Well, Peter Jones kept going until the whistle went, which tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment, who I need to remind you, gets an extra point.
I knew Kenneth wouldn't interrupt me.
For those of you who live abroad, particularly, and don't know that Share My Lettuce was a show in the West End in which Kenneth starred, it was just a little over 2 years ago. And I thought it was the Duke of York's as well, so you're deviating quite a lot. Which one was it, Kenneth?
It started at Eric Hammersmith, it went to the Comedy in Panton Street, and then it went to the Garrick Theatre. But I don't want this programme to sound like an advertisement for myself.
No, that would be so unusual, wouldn't it? Let us go back to Just a Minute. Peter's in the lead, Kenneth has a point, and Peter Jones, your turn to begin. Would you talk on the subject of Joseph and Etienne Montgolfier starting now?
They must be those two Frenchmen who more or less invented ballooning with very nicely decorated spheres which were propelled by hot air. And without them, I should think that the manufacturers of table mats would have been hard put to it to stay in business, because they have decorated the surface of these...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Repetition of decorating.
Yes, you had decorated before, Peter. Derek, you have the subject. You have 42 seconds on Joseph and Etienne Montgolfier starting now.
Luckily, their father, I suppose one might say their père, was in fact a manufacturer of paper, and so therefore they had a plentiful supply of this stuff to set fire to, which would blaze up underneath the cradle, and up into the air went the balloon and travelled for a distance of some 6 miles.
Peter Jones is challenged.
It didn't blaze up under the cradle, otherwise they'd been burnt.
Well challenged, Peter. There are 24 seconds for you on the subject, starting now.
They used to soar over the rooftops of Paris and were pictured by many of the famous artists of the day. Of course, it was much too early for Sarah Bernhardt to take a trip with one of them, but she did later in another type of model.
John Junkin has challenged.
Deviation. If she didn't go up with them, then why is she entering into this discourse?
I agree. Good challenge, because she was on another type of model which wasn't the Montgolfier one. So, John, you have at last a correct challenge.
Good Lord, I don't know what to do with it. I'm sure you could, but not on radio.
He's sitting next to Lumerin and now got a correct challenge. There are 8 seconds for you to talk on Joseph and Etienne Montgolfier starting now.
Joseph and Etienne Montgolfier.
Yes, of course it was, but as he's a guest, I'm not going to allow it. So he gets a point for that. There are
I didn't even
seconds.
Hear what he said. What did he say?
Hesitation.
Hesitation?
Yes, it was much longer than the ones you challenged Kenneth
I've got
for.
This physical defect. I have to breathe in before I can breathe out.
So, if you can keep going for 7 seconds without doing that, you start now.
Joseph and Etienne Montgolfier, the famous balloonists, are two people regarding whom I have virtually no knowledge.
So, John Junkin, having at last got in on the subject, kept going to the whistle when gained the extra point for doing so, and is actually in second place at the end of that round. Derek Nimmo, will you begin the next round? The subject, bath. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
On Tuesday, the 14th of February last year, I received the most unusual invitation by the Bishop of Bath and Wells, who asked me to go round his palace in the moat in a boat with him, which I did. And it was quite the most lovely experience of my life to be there with the good Bishop of Bath, and I can't say the face.
Peter Jones's chat.
Repetition of the Bishop of Bath.
Yes, Bishop of Bath can only come in once in a round of Just a Minute. So there are 42 seconds for you on the subject of Bath, Peter, starting now.
Early in my career, I made an appearance at the Theatre Royal Bath, one of the loveliest playhouses in all England. I can't quite understand why I've never been invited to make a return visit, but I can only suppose...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
I can understand why.
It's a rude, isn't it?
It all comes out in just a minute. Derek, as the audience appreciated your challenge, we'll give you a bonus point. We'll leave the subject with Peter.
Oh, lucky.
And he continues for 28 seconds on Bath, starting now.
And to go into the well and get a glass of health-giving water, and then later on in the evening frequent the assembly rooms where they sometimes have balls.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Sort of ball. I think he thought he made an improper remark and he stopped. Hesitated.
You're absolutely...
No, I just thought that was what it was all a lot of.
I think Kerry was trying to convey that. He felt that your own remark, you felt, was a comment on what you've been saying.
Yes, and,
Derek got in first, and there are 15 seconds for him to talk on Bath starting now.
Beau Brummel and Nash were two of the great dandies who held court in Bath during the 18th century. And when one used to go along the road to that fair city in your coach and pair, maybe four even, then one would see in the distance the assembly room, the great abbey.
So Derek Nimmo kept going to the whistle, went gained the extra point. He's had a few in that round, and he's moved forward. He's in 9 second place behind our leader, Peter Jones. And John Junkin, your turn to begin. The subject, sago. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Sago is what the starter of an athletic event, particularly track, says, having said, to your marks, get set, or occasionally at a lower class meeting, ready, steady. Following this, he does the aforementioned thing. Other people who do this are fathers irked at their daughters returning home and saying, I am expecting a child by the milkman, whereupon they will do this particular thing. Husbands who come home and discover their wives in flagranto delicti with the milkman will do likewise. Sago can also be spelt another way, which is S-A-G-O, and as such can be compounded into the most repellent mixture, which is served to unfortunate school children the length and breadth of this country as a sweet. It is not under any circumstances to be considered a pudding. It is more suitable for attaching wallpaper to the walls of your houses. And I can only...
Well, John Junkin kept going magnificently for 60 seconds and with the help and generosity of his friends here, because for those who like to write letters, we do know he repeated milkman, but we thought it was so lovely they let him go. Obviously, it's a milkman who repeats himself. John, they enjoyed your dissertation on sago. I didn't understand a word of it, actually.
Neither did I.
You get one point for speaking when the whistle went, and a bonus point for not being interrupted. So you're back in second place alongside Derek, behind Peter Jones and ahead of Kenneth Williams. And, Kenneth, your turn to begin, and the subject, Blaise Pascal. Will you tell us something about him in just a minute, starting now?
There's wonderful lines. The heart has its reasons, which occurs in the Posse's. It's something which has haunted me for many years.
John Junkin.
He's got his hand over his mouth. I can't hear him.
I know he has. I can't hear him either.
So he could be deviating or repeating.
He could be doing anything. Let's ask the audience. Can you hear him?
No.
The audience can't hear him. Shall I ask the engineer if they can hear him at home? I can't hear the engineer, so... I don't think he's gone far enough to be deviating, so... And it's a subject he think he knows something about, so... We give him a point for a wrong challenge and tell him he has 53 seconds on Blaise Pascal, starting now.
At the age of 11, he astonished Descartes by actually mastering the 23 propositions of Euclid. The aforementioned philosopher was staggered by this and conveyed his astonishment to the boy's father. And later on, this kind of mathematical precocity.
John Junkin, you've fallen off.
No, I'm sorry, I dozed off. Accidentally.
Because you're an ignorant nit and know nothing about that, why don't you shut up and let me tell them about him? Fool! It's ridiculous that I should be subjected to this sort of thing. I'm a great luminary. I should be.
Well, you're talking a bit like one now, but before you were talking like
a somnambulant. What did you say? What a cult!
I know.
Yes.
Yes. You told us about this a few weeks ago.
What are you on about? I can't hear you. Do speak up.
It's very difficult to talk when you're in full swing. John, what was your challenge?
Nothing. I really did doze off and my head struck the button by inadvertence.
The audience had dozed off, but they hadn't got any buttons to strike, I'm afraid. He wasn't actually deviating.
But you can't challenge me for going to sleep during that. I mean, you can't
penalise. No, you were challenging him, actually.
No, you can't penalise me for dozing off in that, can you?
I can penalise you for anything, Mabel.
I mean, your eyelids were drooping yourself, Nicholas.
I've gone completely.
Yes.
You always have gone.
Kenneth, will you try and keep going with a little bit more of the cult and luminary qualities that you're renowned, with 26 seconds to go, starting now.
He's rationally physiological.
hesitate.
Yes, Peter. Peter, there are 22 seconds on Blaise Pascal with you starting now.
If any members of the audience are interested in hearing about Pascal, it seems hardly likely that they would come to Just a Minute to find out. I think it's an appalling insult to them. They've come expecting a bit of entertainment.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Repetition of come.
Yes, that's right, Derek. 7 seconds. Blaise Pascal starting now.
In his 39 years, he accomplished more, perhaps, than any man that's ever lived. And what he found at the end was a true...
John Junkin challenged.
Repetition of he.
Oh, we don't bother with that, John.
I do.
Well, if we challenge every he, I think it would be very difficult to keep going. So no points charged. Half a second to go with you, Derek, starting
in
now.
In extreme ill health, yes. In
so, Peter Jones is still in the lead, but Derek Nimmer is only 1 point behind. Now, Peter, your turn to begin. The subject, pleasure from music. Will you tell us something on that subject in just a minute, starting now?
Well, it can best be enjoyed when there's no other sound audible. It's dreadful if you have somebody talking behind you or even by your side. Even worse, I suppose, if you have someone buzzing.
John Junkin. Repetition
of even.
That's right, John. John, there are 47 and a half seconds for you on the subject of pleasure from music starting now.
People derive pleasure from music in many different ways. There are those who can somehow derive some...
Kenneth Williams.
Two derives.
Two derives, yes, I'm afraid. 40 seconds are left for Kenneth on pleasure from music, starting now.
The pleasure I get from music emanates mainly from Schumann, whose center has a curious stillness.
John Junkin, Charlie.
Hesitation.
Not quite, almost.
What almost? I said a curious stillness. What do you expect to do, elide? Is that curious stillness?
Well, I don't know how
you
slowly
do,
you can speak.
Yourself.
Without hesitating, and you do it. You
well, there was a sort of there was a hesitation, really, between each word. It was as though he was trying to decide whether to send a telegram.
There was almost a hesitation.
Counting them all.
There was a hesitation between each syllable on some occasions. But
yes, quite.
We'll let you have the benefit of the doubt, Kenneth, but don't go any slower. 30
Your
seconds are left.
Your slipshod diction's amazing. You've got anything to say about anybody else? Is this a...
I was talking about hesitation, not diction.
You shouldn't be talking about anything. No, maybe you can talk at all with those dentures.
What am I up to? What is it? How many seconds?
Are absolutely revolting.
Yes, that's your thing.
To.
You were hesitating over Schumann.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah, you'll be talking about my wig and my dentures and my...
How many seconds have I got?
You've got 30 seconds. Oh, what a charming subject after what we've been talking about. Pleasure from music, starting now.
Beauty.
Pyrrhic Nimmo, Charlie. Yes, that was hesitation. There are 28 and a half seconds. Pleasure from music, Derek, starting now.
One of the most pleasurable ways to listen to music, I think, is again sit in the park, perhaps Hyde, or even Kensington Gardens, and sit there and listen to a brass band playing.
Kenneth Williams.
Two listens.
That's right, Kenneth. 20 seconds. Pleasure from music, starting now.
One thinks of the clarinet quintet by Mozart. What a beauty.
John Junkin, Charlie.
I have never thought about the clarinet quintet by Mozart in my life.
Well, he said one thinks about it. He didn't
well,
say
one.
Two
no,
thinks
not
about
sure.
it.
John, nice to hear from you, but he actually wasn't deviating.
It's not nice to hear from him. I wish he'd lay down. Lay down in the middle of the M1. Okay, lumbered with him every
fairly
time.
Fairly safe in the middle of the M1.
Just how many seconds have I got?
Kenneth, you kicked the subject. You get a point for a wrong challenge. I wouldn't complain too much. You're moving ahead. You're now equal in the lead with Peter Jones and Derek Nimmo. And you have 15 seconds on pleasure from music starting now.
When I listen to the wonderful requiem of...
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
The wonderfuls.
Yes. You had wonderful when you were
talking. Well, it's a wonderful thing I'm glad it gets down at all. Oh, it's limited interruptions. It's wasteful. You all know it. You just keep on picking. It's disgusting. And you're all jealous as I'm winning. That's all.
You're not winning. Now Derek Nimmo's winning.
I'm in the lead.
For the sake of our listeners who can't see Kenneth Williams, I must explain, he then was so overcome, he decided to preen himself and fell off his chair in the process. John Junkin helped him up onto his seat. So, Derek Nimmo has the subject. There are 10 seconds. Pleasure from music starting now.
Some of the greatest pleasure I've derived from listening to music is listening to the Gamelan Orchestra.
Kenneth Williams, this child.
Two lessons.
What then?
Two lessons.
That's right,
one
yes.
One listen, one listening.
There are 6 seconds.
Was it? Oh, I beg your pardon, I do. I humbly... I humbly apologise, Derek. I hope I didn't put you off your stroke.
Where's this new Kenneth Williams sprung from?
No, he's smashing. I've always had a soft spot for him.
Will you please keep that for after the programme?
Oh, sorry.
Derek, 6 seconds. Pleasure from music starting now.
The Last Night of the Proms. How one used to enjoy Sir Thomas Beecham and all those fantastic people.
Peter Jones as Charlie.
Repetition of Enjoy.
Yes.
And Deviation. He's not old enough to have seen Thomas Beecham.
That's how little you know.
I do know.
All right. 1 second for Peter Jones on the pleasure for music starting now.
You don't get any buzzing.
The end of that round with a lot of points scored, including one to Derek, one to Peter Jones for speaking, so the whistle went. Oh, the whistle went. The situation is Derek Nimmo's in the lead, one ahead of Peter Jones, two ahead of Kenneth Williams, and there are a few ahead of John Junkin. And Derek Nimmo, your turn to begin. The subject, Heath Robinson contraptions. 60 seconds starting now.
Heath Robinson was a cartoonist, artist, a man of wit and invention. I suppose the Emmett of his day. He died some, 20-30 years ago, I suppose. But during this time, his word, his name, passed into the language. A Heath Robinson contraption means...
John Junkin Charlie.
Repetition of Heath Robinson.
Are you allowed to repeat what's on the card?
Are you? Nobody tells me the rules. I only came in fast away somewhere.
Oh, very few people here know the rules.
Ah. Oh, good. John, I'm glad you explained that to me, Nicholas. I'll go back to sleep.
Quite a few of the rules haven't yet been made.
And a lot of those that have been unmade. John, we don't charge for that, and Derek keeps the subject. Heath Robinson contraptions starting now. 45 seconds, by the way, starting now.
The sort of Heath Robinson contraption that comes to mind is that wonderful idea he had for removing prune stems from the smaller one's back. A series of engines were gathered together, motivated by steam power, and some had tiny little elves underneath the lower knots of the fourth particle underneath the side of the...
John Junkin, John.
Two underneath.
There were two underneath, John. That's a right challenge, and... that's a right challenge, I'm sorry. That is a correct challenge. It's a right challenge as well, perhaps, I don't know. There are 23 seconds. Heath Robinson contraptions starting now.
Heath Robinson, and I am speaking of Heath Robinson, the artist and inventor, and not Heath Robinson, our greengrocer, or Heath Robinson, who is a milkman I used to know in Devizes. Another Heath Robinson was the man I was in the army with. This Heath Robinson had nothing to do with the other Heath Robinsons, nor did he have anything to do with the Heath Robinson.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Well, he said anything to do with twice.
And he also deviated from Heath Robinson contraptions, because none of them have got any contraptions, the ones he made.
Well, we don't know about the man in devising.
Exactly. I was getting on to that when you stopped me.
Well, I'm glad you didn't after that. Right, there are 2 seconds for you, Peter. Correct challenge. Heath Robinson contraptions starting now.
He invented incredible things.
Peter Jones, speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point. He's now one ahead of Derek Nimmo. He's our leader, and John Junkin beginning the next round. The subject, the greatest president of the USA. I wish say now, then Ian Mester.
I know you do. It's ever so boring.
It's terribly boring. But Ian Mester can't start the watch unless I do, you see, and we can't get the accurate.
What I want to know is who starts Ian Mester?
That is a very good question, and it's yet to be discovered. Letters on a postcard, please, addressed to the BBC. And any ideas, we will gladly react to. There are 60 seconds on the greatest president of the USA starting now.
This is a subject which has caused great discussion and dissension throughout the civilized world, because all the presidents from George Washington to Jimmy Carter have at one or another time been nominated for this specific title. There are those who believe that Abraham Lincoln, with his inspired Gettysburg Address, was possibly the one who should be the chief contender. There are those who believe that for sheer unmitigated...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
No, it isn't believe.
Yes, believed twice. 33 seconds for you, Derek, on the subject of the greatest president of the USA, starting now.
I think possibly Washington was the greatest president the Americas have ever seen. Born of an old Northamptonshire family, you can still visit his house there today. And what is terribly interesting to think is the coat of arms of this particular group of people encompasses within it a star and a stripe, which possibly went on to be the foundation.
Peter Jones has chanced.
Repetition of possibly.
Yes. Peter, you have the subject. There are 12 seconds on the greatest president of the USA starting now.
Well, I've been thinking about this while the others were speaking, and I can't suggest anyone better for this marvelous post.
John Junkin,
hesitation.
Hesitation,
yes,
I agree.
Hesitation, yes.
John, you have 3 seconds for the greatest president of the USA starting now.
The Watergate scandal has made many people...
What a phrase on which to finish a round and, alas, finish the contest. But John Junkin said it, and the whistle went at that moment. He gained an extra point for doing so, and as we've reached the end of the show, I'll give you the final score. Kenneth Williams, who gave his usual good value, came in 4th place. He was just behind John Junkin, our guest, who did extremely well and was probably our most vociferous new guest for a long time.
Yes,
but... Derek Nimmo was a few points ahead of him, but he was 1 point behind this week's winner, who is Peter Jones. So, we come to the end of another round and another contest. And another show of Just a Minute. We do hope you've enjoyed it. We've enjoyed playing it as usual. And we hope that you'll want to tune in again same time next week when once again we take to the air and we play Just a Minute. Till then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.